You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
This is Bill Latson of MLB.com. I'm with perhaps the most prolific home run hitter in D.C. history. He's known as the Capital Punisher or Hondo. I'm talking about Frank Howard. Frank, thank you so much for being with me.
It's great to be with you.
Friday is a special day for you, Frank. The Nationals are putting your name in the Ring of Honor. Tell me how you feel about that.
Well, Bill, I tell you what, any time you can follow Jackie and Frank Robinson into the Ring of Honor, it's probably one of the thrills of my lifetime. I'm humbly grateful to the Nationals for their betrayal, I mean, for their bestowal of me in the Ring of Honor. And I tell you, you look back on your lifetime and there's been so many great things happen. Not everything goes our way, but the one or two things in over 50 years of baseball that didn't go my way, there's been 1,000 great things happen. And this just adds to it.
That's great. Frank, the Nationals are making sure you are never forgotten. You even have a statue outside of the stadium, and you have to feel good about that one, too.
Well, Bill, listen, you know, I had my best years here in Washington. The fans were great. Our ball clubs were so-so. It wasn't that we didn't have talent. We did have talent. We had fundamentally sound, smart baseball players that had skill. We just, depth-wise, we just didn't have enough of them
to
compete against the better ball clubs in the league. As opposed to today's version of the Nationals, tremendous talent. Their scouts have done a beautiful job. Their managers have done, who know the game of baseball from A to Z and back from Z to A. They've done a great job of forming a cohesive unit that's going to be very, very competitive and possibly go to World Series play.
How much did you enjoy playing in D.C.? And obviously, those were your best years. And what does playing in D.C. mean to you?
Well, you see, in Los Angeles, you know, I was basically a third, fourth outfielder, getting 425 at-bats a year and still hitting 25 home runs a year in a big ballpark. But coming to Washington, give me a chance to play every day, get 600 at-bats. As a result, my numbers went up.
From May 12th to the 18th, that was you hit 10 home runs in 28 bats. Talk about that incredible week.
Well, it's the best week I've ever had in baseball. You know, and most of your big power-type guys, most of us are in or out. We're either feasting or famine. Like I said, I wish I'd have had more streaks like that in my career. I might have made a couple bucks playing, you know.
In 1969 was another great year for the Senators. That was the year Ted Williams was the manager, and that was the only year you guys had a record over 500. Talk about that year.
Well, you know, Bill, I was telling somebody yesterday, in our business, you're so close and yet you're so far away, or vice versa. You're so far away, yet you're that close. The playing personnel on the field every day had career years. Mm-hmm. We had a pitching staff that led the league in ERA, and yet at that stage in the development of that organization, we didn't have a number one guy, a Strasburg or the other guy through the no-hitter. What's his name?
Max
Scherzer.
Right. And but still, though, that year was really something. Did you really think that you guys had a chance to maybe?
Well, you know, with a number one starter, show you how close you are. With a Seaver, a Carlton, Bob Gibson, Sandy Koufax, hell, we might have been in World Series play. You don't know. You're that close, and yet you're that far away because you didn't have one.
Right, and you guys, I remember you had a guy named Eddie Brinkman. You had Hank Allen. I mean, you have some pretty good players on that team.
We did have good players. We just didn't have enough of them.
Right.
You know, you look at Baltimore with Frank Robinson, Boog Powell, Brooks Robinson, and that pitching staff they had over there, you know, it's a ball club that's going to go to, has a possibility or a chance to go to World Series play every year. Mm-hmm. So we, you know, if you could have given us a Jimmy Palmer or a Dave McNally, we might have been challenging for the pennant.
Right.
You're just, like I say, you're just short enough depth-wise that you're going to beat the clubs you can beat, you're supposed to beat, and going to get beat by the clubs that are supposed to beat you.
Right. Frank, people forget that you played for the Dodgers. Not only that, you played in the 1963 World Series where you hit a key home run. Talk about your years with the Dodgers, and especially in 1963.
Well, you know what? It's an organization that gives a young ball player an opportunity to play. They've had more rookies of the year than any other organization in baseball, because if you've got some skill, they'll give you an opportunity to play. But they'll teach you the right way to play the game of baseball, the fundamentally sound way, the winning way. Mm-hmm. And they'll teach you to act like a professional on and off the field.
Right.
Your clubhouse demeanor, boom, everything is in order, routine, off the field. Hey, behave yourself. You know, you can have a little fun, but just don't go wild.
Was 1963 your best moment in baseball when you hit
home
run?
Well, I tell you what, this is America. They love winners. And we play to win in America. We don't play to lose. We play to win.
Mm-hmm.
You'll get more recognition being a member of a world championship ball club. You'll get more recognition that way than you will personally, whatever you do individually as a player. You'll be recognized for your individual skills, but if you have the pleasure of playing on a world championship ball club, you'll get more recognition being a winner than you will be a guy that's, you know, there have been some marvelous players that have never played on a world championship club.
Mm-hmm.
And the number one guy that comes to my mind is Ernie Banks.
Right.
What a player. He's a Hall of Famer. Skills are unparalleled, but never had that opportunity. And certainly got recognition for his individual skills, but had he played on a world championship ball club, his fame would have been unparalleled.
Right. I spoke to Hank Allen about you. And he said you were a great teammate. And could you talk about how much of a great teammate you were in Washington?
Well, you know what? Let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
What does it take? What does it take to show a little genuine respect, consideration, courtesy to your fellow Americans? I mean, you know, I don't want to get into what's going on in the world today, but listen, it doesn't cost you anything to be a decent human being.
Right.
And, you know, if you don't stand by your teammates, who in the hell are you going to stand by?
That's true. You're right about that. I just want to say thank you so much for being with me.
You're more than welcome. And in the immortal words of Harold Pee Wee Reese, it's when they quit asking you for autograph, quit asking you for interviews, that's when you got problems. Good luck to you, Bill. God bless America. Go Nats.
Thank you so much.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.